Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are here with
Sheila Johnson, founder of the Middleburg Film Festival,
and
Susan Koch, Executive Director of the Middleburg Film Festival.
And we were just talking before we started rolling. 5 years? Did you believe it would make it this far?
Of course we did. I mean, we have always had strong faith in what we could do from the very, very beginning. We knew if we could get through years one, and then especially year two, that we were going to make it.
But I don't know that we realized how far we'd get. I mean, we are really thrilled by the response that we've had, not only from the community, but from the film world at large and the industry. So it's just really exciting for us now to be year five and feel that we've really made some tremendous inroads.
Yeah, I remember, I'll never forget when you guys came in for the very first year. You came into WTOP and this cool new harebrained idea. We're going to start it out in Middleburg. And you were telling the story about how Redford came out and said,
right,
you should start a Sundance here.
That's right.
And here we are 5 years later. It's just so, I just wanted to start by saying congrats. It's like, it's the coolest new festival around.
Thank you. We think so too.
You're a little partial, but it's okay. Before we dive into the slate, because you guys have some awesome movies this year, but just talk about a little bit how it's grown. You said that if you knew if you could get by year one and two, that you knew you'd be smooth sailing after. But talk about some of sort of the, I don't want to say growing pains, but you know, like the challenges you've overcome and how it's sort of grown from year one to year five now.
Well, I think the first challenge is, you know, you get through the first year and people just love it. And they're like, okay, now in the second year, I wonder what movies are coming up. We go through this every year, by the way. And every year we get better and better movies. They've all just been terrific. And then, of course, trying to get the celebrities and directors, so forth. And the toughest part is just trying to house everybody. You know, and so we've been able to start solving some of those problems. And it's just logistical things that people don't know what we go through, and we keep those secret because they go, oh, this is running so smoothly. And I have to say, year five, this is the smoothest. We've been able to institute a new app, which now people can use on their Androids and their cell phones. Yeah.
They just search Middleburg Film Festival.
Yeah, go on the app, go to the App Store, and you can get it, and you can order your tickets online. You can see the schedule. So I think that that has smoothed out a lot of the problems. There's a map of where everything is located. The other thing that we've done this year is we brought everything into the town of Middleburg. So it's walkable. It's a walkable film festival. So they can go to the films, they can stop and get a bite to eat. They can do a little bit of tasting at the distillery.
Little cute little shops,
little wine tasting, conversations at the wineries. I mean, there's so much to do.
And it's beautiful horse country.
It is just absolutely beautiful, and we've got exceptional weather. It's just going to be perfect this year.
Well, I want to say, I agree with everything Sheila said, but I also want to add that the first challenge was people would say, Middleburg, where's Middleburg? So I feel like I always would say Middleburg, 30 minutes from Dulles Airport and 1 hour from D.C. It was like it was all connected in one title. But now I think that we are better known, and not only you know, around the area, but really within the film industry. And so we find that now the studios and distributors are coming to us with some of the big titles. And
I think people know where Middleburg is now. You put it on the map, literally and figuratively.
Yes,
so
absolutely.
All right, one more question before we go into this year. Slate, just about the past years. Remind us of some of the big celebs that have come out, because I have them off the top of my head, but I want to hear you say it.
Okay, Bruce Dern, Emma Stone,
Damien Chazelle.
Yes.
We had Graham
Daniels.
Yeah, the Butler screen.
Yeah, Lean Daniels.
Meg Ryan.
Yep, and Lee's coming back again this year. We got Dee Reese coming in, Greta Gerwig.
We had Graham Moore, who won the Oscar for The Imitation Game. We've had every year we've had some really significant people, but this year we kicked off our very first film was Nebraska, and we had Bruce Dern, so that was really terrific. And I feel like it's just grown from there, and we're really excited this year with who we're going to be welcoming, with Greta Gerwig coming with Lady Bird and Dee Reese coming with Mudbound, and
two big award contenders, a lot of buzz around both of those movies.
Ben Mendelsohn coming with Darkest Hour.
Isn't there a composer too?
Oh, yeah.
That's one of the highlights every year.
Nicholas Britell, yeah.
Nicholas Britell, who did the score for Best Pick, Moonlight, did Battle of Sexes.
Oh,
we have, we just have a really great, great lineup this year. It's
cool. Let's before we go too far in, let's start with opening day, opening night. What can we expect from that?
Well, The Darkest Hour, the Winston Churchill movie, and Susan will give you all the people that are coming.
You know, it just seems
Gary Oldman? Is he coming?
You know, we wanted Gary Oldman, and but he's filming.
Right.
You know, you get an actor like Gary Oldman, and he's on another set. But we have Ben Mendelsohn, who people know from Bloodlines and Love, and he's King George VI, and he is a terrific King George. It's in the early days of World War II, and Winston Churchill has just been appointed Prime Minister. France has already fallen. You know, a lot of Europe is falling, and Churchill is faced with a decision about what to do. And most of Parliament is telling him that he should negotiate with Hitler. Mm-hmm. And it's really an incredible, riveting drama about his courageous decision to stand up and not negotiate and with evil, as he would say.
And I think there's so much to learn. I really would encourage. I mean, I know we're kind of sold out on this movie, but I think this is such an important movie, especially for I would say those high school age young people to really understand the history. And the thing that is so brilliant about this film, there are things about Churchill that we never knew before. And I think there has been a little bit of artistic license of things that have been, that we've heard about of Churchill in history. But I love the way the director has really gone about telling the story of Churchill, about going to the people and how he did that. We don't know whether that part is true or not, but we love it.
Lessons for today's leaders to follow,
absolutely.
Hopefully.
And yes. I mean, it's about courageous leadership, very much so. We have the screenwriter coming, Anthony McCartan, who also wrote Theory of Everything, and I know people will love that because he's such a... He is meticulously researched, and it's just a fantastic script. So we're very excited about Darkest Hour.
Oldman's getting some Best Actor
Gary
buzz
Oldman
off of this, too.
Gary
so
Oldman.
Come see the movie before all these awards.
You know, Gary Oldman, there's not a doubt he will get a nomination. I think very likely he could win.
I don't think he has won before, so this could be his year.
And, you know, it's interesting because it's Winston Churchill. He's a little bit younger, a little bit thinner. But still, like, you know, a real curmudgeon and but he does a brilliant performance.
He really does.
So this will be like this year's Lincoln, kind of, you think? Okay. All right.
I'm
excited to see.
I really want to push the movie Hostiles. I think it is a brilliantly done movie.
What's it about?
Of course, it's a Western. And it's in the late 1800s.
Yeah, it's set in 1892.
Yeah, after the Civil War. And it's really about how the U.S. is taking away the land rights of the American Indian and what's going on. And so there's this war between the Indians and the...
Army captain who is...
Cavalry.
The cavalry.
That's what it is. I couldn't think of it.
And the captain, played by Christian Bale, who is brilliant in this film, he is... ordered to accompany a Cheyenne chief back to his homeland. And this is somebody who has been his arch enemy, who's now sick, and he has to go through this dangerous territory protecting his arch rival and enemy.
Don't
and he
give too much
I'm out. Not, but he does. That's just the setup, and he doesn't want to do it. But in the story, but it's just an incredible story.
So it's more of a Dances with Wolves Western than a John Wayne Western.
I think
absolutely.
It is just heartwarming. I mean, it's lessons in life.
And it's so much that resonates, I think, timely. Yeah. And I think that Scott Cooper, who did Black Mass and Crazy Heart, he'll be joining us at the festival.
Oh, wow.
And he is really, I mean, it is a visually stunning film.
That's awesome.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
But it's Friday night at 8:15
And we have tickets, and people really need to come see this.
So Darkest Hour Thursday and
Hostiles
Friday.
They're going very fast, This was kind of a late entry, and because I fought for this one. I really wanted this at the festival, and they finally said, okay, you all have got it. So I'm really encouraging people to come see it.
That's so great. Okay, what other films? Let's highlight some more.
All right, there's just so many, you know, how do you choose your favorites? But we mentioned Lady Bird with Greta Gerwig, and she's
directing this time.
Directing, and she wrote it, and it is just an absolutely delightful coming of age, you know, just so funny, but also very poignant coming of age and mother-daughter story. I love I, Tonya. I, Tonya is a story of Olympic skater Tonya Harding. You may think you know the story, but you're going to love this. People will
love
this.
We just remember
film.
Why.
Yes, yeah,
but now
it's
we get Margot Robbie.
But Margot Robbie and her mother is played by Allison Janney, who you cannot even believe has a parrot on her shoulder the whole time. And it's just a really great. And, you know, we have 7 country submissions to the Oscars. Each country is allowed to submit 1 to the foreign language category. So one of the best, I think, is from Chile by the director who did Gloria. And it's called A Fantastic Woman. And we have the lead actress coming. So we're very excited about that. We just have, I think, 3 Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri.
Yeah,
incredible. We're doing the world premiere of a documentary called Meltdown, which is a world-renowned photographer who's been taking these incredible photographs of the icebergs in Greenland for 30 years, and you see them melting before your eyes. It's called Meltdown because they're melting before your eyes, and you know, Greenland is really ground zero for climate change, so I think that's very exciting to us. We have Jane, the story of Jane Goodall. We have...
Tell me more about Mudbound. Oh. Anybody want to take Mudbound? Dee Reese?
Yeah. Now, I mean, you know, epic. What can you say? It's an epic film, and I think that it's very exciting for Dee Reese, following up on Pariah. And we are presenting her with our Visionary Award, and Lee Daniels, director Lee Daniels of Lee Daniels the Butler and Empire, will be presenting it.
Oh, he's presenting it
to
her.
He's presenting it.
How cool.
And
that'll
he's also
cool.
going to be doing a conversation with her.
What day is this?
So Mudbound is screening twice. It's screening Friday afternoon at 5, and then it's also on Saturday again, Saturday evening. And the conversation with Lee is Saturday, I think at 11:30 a.m. We're also honoring James Ivory of Merchant Ivory, legendary Merchant Ivory films, of which I think they've just, I don't know how many Oscar nominations they've gotten in. But people know Howard Zinn, Remains of the Day,
With a View,
Bostonians.
He's like cornered the market on that genre.
Yeah.
And he is 89.
Wow.
He is going strong. He wrote the screenplay for Call Me By Your Name, which we are screening. And so, which is a terrific film with, you know, just a really beautiful film. So that's great. And then have we talked about our composer yet?
No.
Mentioned it briefly, but let's go into that.
Yeah, we talked. This is probably one of the things that I love about our film festival that really separates us out from all the film festivals, of course, is to talk about the unsung hero, and that's the composer.
Like Mark Isham a couple years ago.
Yes, yeah. So he's actually going to be performing himself. He's doing 2 pieces on the piano. And his wife is a cellist, and he's also bringing, what's
he's
Tim's last
Tim
name?
Tim Fainan, who is the violinist,
great violinist.
Who performed, you know, on 12 Years a Slave. He performed on Black Swan. He was on, Nicholas Britell did the score for Moonlight, and so he was also the violinist on
and
Moonlight
12 Years a Slave.
And Battle of the Sexes. So it's going to be a spectacular concert.
Are we going to hear a snippet of Moonlight, or is it
yes.
a new score?
You're going to hear everything. I mean,
we have the Shenandoah Symphony Orchestra is going to perform scores from Battle of the Sexes, which is this current film, and we're going to have the directors of Battle of the Sexes there, Harris and Jonathan Dayton. And then
Little Miss Sunshine, right?
Little Miss Sunshine and Ruby Sparks. And we're going to have, they're doing Battle of the Sexes, The Big Short, Moonlight, 12 Years a Slave. It's going to be...
With clips.
Yes.
And the fact that Nicholas is going to be doing, you know, 2 piano solos is really incredible. So we're just thrilled about
that. Yeah, this is something you really should see, because what we do, there's no dialogue. You will just see the picture on the big screen, you know, clips, excerpts from the movie. And so that way the audience can completely focus on the music itself. Because people so often will watch movies, and I'll come out there and say, wasn't that score incredible? And they're going, what score?
They take it for granted.
Yeah, they take it for granted.
It's so crucial.
But they do not understand the subliminally how that makes the movie. Yeah. It can make or break a movie.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And Nicholas Patel is actually going to be doing a Wine and Conversation Masterclass on film scoring with a past honoree, Marco Beltrami.
Wow.
Who did The Hurt Locker. Right. So we have two Oscar-nominated composers, you know, that'll be doing an intimate conversation. I mean, how often does that happen?
With wine.
With a glass of wine.
Come on, you can't be.
Yeah. So it's very cool. I think we're excited about everything this year. I think that, you know, we love the enthusiasm from the community, from the industry. We have four women, leading women directors. We have Val Ferris with Battle of the Sexes. We have Dee Reese with Mudbound. We have Greta Gerwig with Lady Bird, and we have Maggie Betts with Novitiate. And I think that, you know, we're calling it the Year of Women Directors. So we are...
As it should be.
It should definitely be.
It's with the moment. It's now, the zeitgeist.
It is, and we couldn't be happier. Now, I don't know if you're about to wrap up, but we know
yeah,
it's
Yeah,
they're
your, giving us the go-home.
Well, we know it's
let's
your
get some
we know it's your birthday, so we have a little present for you.
What? And I want to sing to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Should I say WTOP?
Sure.
WTOP. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, you guys are great. That was not planned, I promise, guys.
Oh, happy birthday, and we look forward to seeing you out in Middleburg when we celebrate our fifth birthday.
Oh, wow. Look at that. I liked how you did that. All right. Well, I know they said we got to wrap up. So thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
One final note. Why should people come out if they've never come before?
4 days of fantastic films in a stunning setting. You can't beat it.
You are going to have the time of your life. I want you to come out, relax, enjoy, and take it all in.
Yep. And they might just sing happy birthday. Thanks, guys.